and laughing and laughing.
Okay, that's pretty incredible. I kind of want to see that.
It just does this shit all the time. Like, there's one point where she has to act out a play entirely by herself because of some Saturday morning villain plot by an imposing theater. It's just ridiculous.
Oh, man. That's really funny, actually. Oh. I'm trying to think of an anime that made you really sad, and there have been a couple of them. The ending of Shinsekai Yori really fucked me up, even though I thought the show, like, the show ultimately is shit and not worth watching, and the first two thirds are, like, just complete worthless nonsense, but, like, when it does hit that stride toward the end, it, like, that bit of it is really good. At least there's some payoff if you slog through the rest of it. But, yeah, the end of that show is disturbing and fucked up, and, like, all the characters. Squealer did nothing wrong, by the way.
Yeah, I've had those shows where it's partially shit, but it really hits you in some spots.
Yeah. Oh, Maiden Abyss. Yep, that show fucked me up. The episode with Midi. I mean, obviously, the God tier soundtrack really helped, but fuck yeah, the MIDI scene, the bit, the real part that got me, where I was like wiping tears out of my eyes, was when Reg is about to kill MIDI, and then oh fuck, cute bunny's name, I don't know why I'm having a brain fart right now, her name, what's the name, what's the, got nothing on her name,
Nanachi,
that's it. When Nanachi like runs over to Midi and is apologizing to her like right before Reg kills her, like, oh my god, that just destroyed me. I couldn't, like, everyone was crying, Reg was